Little Kid Drunk Adult. Fun little game where, you know, we all do weird, awkward things in life. Sometimes it's because we're a little kid, and sometimes it's because we're a drunk adult. Let's introduce you to Wendy, calling us from Memphis. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
So, Wendy's got brown hair, drives a Yukon XL, works for an insurance company, has been married 16 years, says she lives a boring life with her labradoodles and golden doodles, but this is the first time in, what, over a decade you've been able to try to win something?
Yes, about that. About Dad trying to win Taylor Swift tickets, but that's another story.
I'm glad you didn't, because now you've got an opportunity today. So,
I'm thankful for that. I'm not sure my daughter will be thankful for that.
Oh, well, you know, she'll get over it. Okay, Wendy. Kelly's going to describe how this game works.
Okay, so you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen in the person's life when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay. I'm good at this on the way home from school, driving home from school every day, so we'll see.
Well, we'll see how good you are now. Here
when
we
you're
go.
In the hot seat.
Yeah, first one.
I got slapped by a monkey and then he threw poop at me.
Wow. All right. Slapped by a monkey, then had some feces thrown at him.
Oh, yikes.
I'll go with little kid.
All right. Kelly?
I'll stick with that. Little kid. Sounds good.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no.
Never get drunk at the zoo. Not a good mix. We were at the zoo and had a few too many rhino rums. And we went to this area that one of the keepers had a monkey out with them. Well, I got too close, and I went to give the monkey a high five and spooked him. He slapped the out of me, and as the keeper was trying to pull him away, he pooped in his hand and threw it at me.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, monkeys are savage.
All right. You're 0-1, Wendy. Here we go. Next one.
Rhino rum, though. That sounds tasty.
That does sound tasty.
I'd like to try that.
Just don't have too many of them.
Right.
That's the key. All right. Little kid, drunk adult.
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
Oh, wow.
I would hope an adult would
know better. Yeah. So I think little kid, too.
Yeah, little kid for sure.
All right. So both of you are saying little kid ate an entire cake of sand.
I was a little kid.
Yes, you got that right. Little kid, for sure.
I was about 10, and we lived close to the beach. So one weekend, I went down with a bucket and brought it back home, made this big cake. And when this girl I liked that lived down the street came over, I told her I wanted to show her something. I guess I thought it would impress her. Anyway, worst idea ever. She was grossed out. My mom was pissed. It was just bad all around.
Now, Wendy, if your husband back in the day would have said, "Hey, girl, look what I can do," and then
I can eat sand.
I can eat sand.
And he would not have been my husband today, I don't know.
Yeah, no. I was thinking he was probably 3, but he was 10.
He was 10.
Oh, my gosh.
All to impress a girl, you know? All right.
I guess you do what you got to do.
All right. Let's see if you can get rounded out with a win here. One win, one loss. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I attempted a backflip in the driveway, and I scraped my knuckles raw.
Ow.
Oh, that could go either way.
Oh, it could.
Backflip. I'll go with drunk adult.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, too.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, for sure. Drunk adult, yep.
I was at a kegger, and I was trying to hit on this girl and told her I can backflip like no other.
Now, wait, hang on a second. So there
another
are two.
Impressive girl story. Sure,
impressive girl. I was singing alcohol and trying to impress someone.
I mean, it's always that. Hey,
that too.
And for my next trick, after I brush all this sand out of my mouth,
look at
I'm going to show you how I can do a backflip. Oh, my gosh.
She called me out front. And instead of attempting it in the grass, I went straight to the driveway. If you've done backflips before, you know the moment it's not going to happen. I covered my head to protect it, and when I did, every single knuckle drug across the concrete, and I was a bloody mess.
Oh my gosh. Oh. All right, well.
Wonder if you got the girl.
Hang on, there's a little bit.
Good news is it still sealed the deal, and we've been married for 15 years now.
There you go!
Yes!
It works!
Oh, and she's probably telling you, honey, go do your backflips in the grass.
Yeah.
Time. Right. Yeah. It's, the grass is right there.
Well, good news for you, Wendy. You win. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Hang on the line.
By the way, my husband texted, will you take him to the concert? He really wants to go.
Let me clear that with my husband.
Yeah, right. All right, Wendy, hang on a quick sec, all right?
All right, thank you.
All righty.
And by the way, I'm going to have to put in a little ticket request. My husband wants to go to that concert.
Sure.